News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Today, while we're talking about fossil fuels, happens to be Earth Day, and a new poll by Ireland Thinks has found that 56% of people think the government is not doing enough, fast enough, to cut Ireland's reliance on fossil fuels. Gerry McAvilly is with us. He's head of policy at Friends of the Earth Ireland. Gerry, at first glance, that might look positive, that the majority of people feel that the government should be doing more. But when you dig into the numbers, roughly a quarter of people feel that they have no real, 75% of people believe that they have no real personal responsibility when it comes to climate change. Isn't that the rub of the whole thing? That at the heart of it, people think this is somebody else's problem.
Well, thanks for having me on this morning. I think the rub of the whole thing is really that, as you know, you were just talking about in terms of the Middle East crisis, we're in the middle of a fossil fuel price emergency. And it's striking that the majority of Irish people, as you pointed out, think the government isn't doing enough. And I guess the key issue here is that people on their own, they simply are not in a position to, you know, not use their car in the morning, to not heat their home. So the role of government is central. And I think, you know, what's really striking here is that while, of course, those supports, you know, for heavy vehicles, hauliers, farmers, they are needed. But when you look just in comparison with what is happening in the Netherlands, what the Dutch government has done to support support households, they not have only have addressed the fuel issue, they've also put in additional supports for the likes of insulation, for the likes of keeping your home warmer. So in other words, they have, in contrast with the Irish government, I guess, really focused on how they can also help not only particular industries, but also householders who are reliant on fossil fuels.
But not to harp on the point, Gerry, to some extent, doesn't that require fairly significant support on behalf of the voters? Governments do that kind of thing when they think there's votes in it. And if you look at people's behaviour, when they're given the option to pay slightly more for a plane ticket to offset the carbon, they don't. When they're given the options to rent electric vehicles, if it's car rental, they don't. People are all for it until it hurts them in the pocket.
Well, maybe this depends to a certain degree on what measure we're talking about here. I think when people are given the opportunity, I think they're more than willing to try to do the sustainable thing here. But this isn't simply, what I really want to emphasize here, this isn't simply a question of people should wake up in the morning and do and try to reduce emissions. That is part of it. But it's also that there is real pressure on households and on communities here, and not only hauliers and farmers. And the point is, this ultimately comes down to Ireland is so highly reliant on fossil fuels. And what that polling is showing is that the Irish people want more. They want to be given the support to reduce that reliance. And of course, there are, you know, extremely expensive measures if we're talking about doing major changes in one's life. But there, as I pointed out with the Dutch government, there are, you know, smaller supports that can make a big difference, you know, for example, insulation in your home. So, like, there are definitely measures that government can be taking to support people.
Gerry, thank you very much. That is Gerry McAvilly, who's head of policy at Friends of the Earth Ireland. And while we're talking fossil fuels, reports just emerging that in the same way as Aer Lingus said that it was cancelling 20-ish thousand flights in their instance, saying that it was for maintenance issues, being reported this morning that now Lufthansa has cancelled something to the order of 20,000 flights.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.